Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Sunday, April 14th. On today's show, Janet Jackson crashes Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show monologue and gives him an impromptu dance lesson, while Brittany Griner and wife Sherelle announce they are expecting their first baby. Plus, Jennifer Grey celebrates her Broadway legend dad, Joel Grey's 92nd birthday, with current and past cabaret casts. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. Pop icon Janet Jackson made a surprise appearance on The Tonight Show, crashing host Jimmy Fallon's opening monologue. The singer caught Fallon attempting to do the iconic Rhythm Nation countdown and choreography. Michael, what happened when Jackson emerged on stage?
The crowd went absolutely wild, giving Jackson a standing ovation as she snuck up behind Fallon and started imitating his dance moves. Fallon could barely contain his excitement, shouting, "Come on now! That's what I'm talking about!" as the audience cheered. It took several seconds before the host was able to ask Jackson why she graced them with her presence.
And what did Jackson reveal about why she was in New York City?
Jackson shared that she was in town to rehearse for upcoming dates on her global Together Again tour. She thanked everyone for making it the most successful tour to date in her career. The singer also teased that there will be new surprises and definitely new music for the 35 additional summer shows she announced back in January.
But Jackson had a bone to pick with Fallon, didn't she? What did she jokingly call out the host for?
That's right. Jackson playfully asked Fallon why he was out here messing up my stuff, referring to his attempt at the Rhythm Nation choreography. She said she had to teach him how to do it properly before getting back to rehearsal. Jackson then grabbed Fallon's hand and counted down from five, jokingly instructing him on the correct moves.
And Fallon had a humorous response to getting that impromptu dance lesson from the legendary performer, didn't he?
He sure did. As Jackson headed backstage after showing him the moves, Fallon joked, "I'm never washing this hand again." The crowd loved the whole interaction, giving the singer another huge ovation. It was a really fun, spontaneous moment that had the audience on their feet.
Well, it certainly sounds like Janet Jackson brought the house down with her surprise Tonight Show appearance. A standing ovation and a dance lesson with the iconic singer is pretty hard to top. Thanks for breaking down that memorable late-night moment for us, Michael. In other celebrity news, Brittany Griner and her wife Sherelle have announced they are expecting their first child together. The WNBA star and her wife shared the happy news on Instagram over the weekend, revealing they are less than 3 months away from welcoming their baby. For more on this story, we're joined now by our correspondent. What other details did the couple share about their upcoming arrival?
Sherelle posted a photo on Instagram showing her and Brittany holding hands next to an ultrasound image. In the caption, Sherelle wrote that they can't believe we're less than 3 months away from meeting our favorite human being. She also revealed the baby is due in July and included the hashtags BabyGrinerComingSoon and #July2024. The couple first met over a decade ago while attending Baylor University, together from 2009 to 2013, though they didn't start dating until years later. They got engaged in 2018 and married in June 2019.
Of course, this happy news comes after an incredibly difficult time for the couple. Brittany was detained in Russia in February 2022 on drug charges and ended up being sentenced to 9 years in prison after a trial. That must have been devastating for them.
Absolutely. Sherelle spoke out after the verdict, saying she never imagined a situation where the U.S. president and a foreign leader would have to discuss her wife's freedom. She said it terrified her because in movies, those situations don't always end well. Thankfully, Brittany was released in a prisoner swap in December 2022 and was able to return home. Sherelle described feeling overwhelmingly happy and relieved when she learned Brittany was on her way back.
How have things been for the couple since Brittany's return? This pregnancy announcement certainly suggests they are doing well and excited for their future.
Yes, In a previous interview with People magazine, Sherelle opened up about how she and Brittany have been reconnecting and rebuilding their lives since her return. She acknowledged the challenge of Brittany being gone for those 10 months without them being side by side. But she said they are embracing the opportunity to learn about each other's experiences during that time. Sherelle said they are taking things slow and honoring the fact that they each went through something really difficult without the other's full awareness. Day by day, she said they are feeding their souls and starting to walk together again.
Well, this baby news seems like a beautiful next chapter for the couple after everything they've endured. Wishing them all the best. Thanks for those details. And speaking of celebrations, Broadway legend Joel Grey celebrated his 92nd birthday in style this week, surrounded by family, friends, and cast members from the iconic musical Cabaret. Grey originated the role of the MC in the 1966 Broadway production and won an Oscar for the 1972 film adaptation. For more on this star-studded celebration, we turn to our correspondent at the August Wilson Theater in New York City. What can you tell us about how Grey spent his special day?
Grey was treated to a performance of the current Broadway revival of Cabaret, in which Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne now plays the MC role that Grey made famous. After the show, Redmayne and Grey's daughter, actress Jennifer Grey, led the audience in singing Happy Birthday to the guest of honor. Redmayne gave a moving speech about how Grey's iconic performance changed his life and inspired him to become an actor.
It sounds like quite the impressive guest list gathered to honor Grey.
Absolutely. The theater was packed with celebrity fans and friends like Anderson Cooper, Candace Bergen, Jackie Hoffman, Jane Krakowski, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Also in attendance were composer John Kander, who wrote the music for Cabaret, and scenic designer David Rockwell. The evening also served as a reunion for actors who have starred in Cabaret over the years on Broadway and in London, including Maude Apatow, Jolie Fisher, Adam Pascal, Molly Ringwald, and Brooke Shields.
Grey has had such a remarkable career that spans over half a century. Can you give us some highlights?
Grey made his Broadway debut in the early 1950s and went on to win a Tony Award for his role in Cabaret in 1967. He has appeared in numerous films, including Dancer in the Dark and The 7% Solution. In 2015, Grey's daughter Jennifer presented him with a Tony Lifetime Achievement Award. Beyond his own illustrious career, Grey is also the father of Jennifer Grey, best known for starring opposite Patrick Swayze in the 1987 hit film Dirty Dancing.
What a heartwarming way to celebrate a true Broadway icon. The love and admiration from family, friends, and fans is a testament to Grey's incredible talent and impact. And speaking of celebrating achievements, Kim Kardashian's son Saint West had a big moment on the basketball court recently. The 8-year-old scored a game-winning shot at the buzzer, and his proud mom shared the exciting video on social media. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent Celeste. So what can you tell us about Saint's clutch performance?
Saint was playing in a game at the Mamba Sports Academy in Los Angeles, the facility named after the late Kobe Bryant. In the final seconds, Saint's teammate passed him the ball at the 3-point line. He quickly crossed up a defender and launched a shot just before the whistle blew. When the ball swished through the net, the crowd erupted in cheers, and Saint himself couldn't contain his excitement, screaming in celebration.
Wow. Sounds like an incredible moment for any young basketball player. And I understand Saint was sporting some special sneakers for the occasion?
That's right. He was wearing a pair of All-Star Nike Kobe 6 Protro sneakers. Kim shared a photo of the shoes on her Instagram stories after the game. One shoe had Mini Kobe written above the sole, while the other featured Kobe Bryant's jersey numbers 8 and 24 scribbled on it. It seems Saint drew inspiration from the Lakers legend known for his own clutch performances.
It's clear Saint has inherited some athletic talent. Has he shown promise on the court before?
Definitely. Just last month, Kim revealed that Saint made a special All-Star team with his basketball skills. She's posted videos of him draining threes in other games as well. And back in March, Saint attended a Lakers game with his mom, rocking a LeBron James jersey courtside. Earlier that same day, Kim and Saint's sister Chicago watched him play in another one of his games.
It sounds like Saint has quite the support system cheering him on from the sidelines.
For sure. Kim shared that Saint even made a special promise to Chicago before one game. He told her that when he made a basket, he would come over and do a special handshake with her. True to his word, after scoring, Saint ran over to celebrate with his little sister. It's clear the whole family is behind him and his budding basketball career.
It's definitely an exciting moment for Saint and his team. Thanks for bringing us the story, Celeste. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.